Podcast.
Are we saying podcast? Welcome back. This is two fanboys in a filthy casual. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
This is a special episode that we have right now. It is December 24th. And I truly hope that as you are listening to this, you are getting ready to snuggle with somebody that you are close to, or at least a blanket and a teddy bear, something to snuggle with. It is Christmas Eve for those people who are not aware of it, and we wanted to do something kind of special. Last year, we didn't get to do this. We didn't really plan out our podcasting. It was really random. But this time around, we have a little bit of planning ahead. And so we decided to do a Christmas special. Now, for the fanboys, I don't know about you guys, but for me, this is a great time. We don't really necessarily talk about religion or anything like that. But I love this time because of the whole idea of Advent, the idea of... what the meaning behind it. How about you guys? Where do you rank? I know it's not a ranking.
Are we power ranking holidays? Let's do this. Thanksgiving, number 3. My birthday, number 2.
Easter, number 1.
No, Christmas!
So is Christmas something that you guys look forward to? Is it something where you go bah humbug? Where are you at?
I personally love the holidays. It's Christmas is a great time in the sense that as a parent, I've actually gotten to weirdly love giving my kids and my wife presents. Like I actually like buying them the gifts. This year, I gave myself the challenge, and I actually wrapped the gifts. So if you guys want to go upstairs, you can tell which gifts I wrapped, because they look like crap.
Crap.
One of them I just said...
Sheep crap?
Yeah.
Shaboopy. I just gave up and just bought a bag and just stapled it.
Actually, the thing is, everybody knows when I give anybody a gift, it's because... it's still in the original bag that I got it from. So, like, if I bought you a gift from Target,
it's in a
Target bag. I literally just tied the top like it was a trash bag, and I don't leave my name on it. And, I mean, it's just not, I really don't care about the recognition. But the fun, like, Christmas means just, like obviously for someone as church-going as the rest of us are here, the biggest event in the church's history, I guess, an annual tradition. And for me, when I was a kid in the regular choir, not the nerdy bell choir, but my actual regular choir, where it was kind of
varsity
yeah,
choir.
No, still JV. Because there was a men's choir and there was a boys' choir.
Men's choir.
Yeah, my father.
I was in the adult choir.
Yeah, you were. Dennis was in the adult choir. But before he came to this country, there used to be a men's.
What?
He gets to use that.
That's not your shtick. That's your shtick.
But they
don't play with my shtick.
Yeah, I'll take your shtick and anyway.
It's a sensitive shtick.
But they used to have they still do midnight masses, but for us they used to have us perform at the midnight masses, and we would, you had this big choir of about 40 to 50 men and boys. That sounds weird.
This is why the adult choir was there.
I think that's why it's
because it was safer.
Yeah, but it was, you have that, and then how we talked, like recently we had the musicals episode, and I talked about how much my love for music was, and more than anything, I love Christmas music. I bump that thing, 12 months
even
a year.
In November.
Yeah, I'm that guy. But that's why I'm always wearing headphones, so people don't know that I'm listening to Michael Bublé's Christmas album for the 30th time.
Bublé.
Bublé.
So thank you very much for that. So today is going to be a Christmas special, and what better Christmas special that we have that we get to look forward to? Special Christmas TV shows, special Christmas events that happen. Something as simple as you know, the Peanuts, you know, every so often, you just got to watch it. You got to sit there and listen to the opening song. You got to see them do the dance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see them wrap the tree and miraculously grows. I have no idea physically how that actually worked. You know, and you got to hear Linus say his famous reading, about Jesus Christ. All these different specials, but to you guys right now, I'm asking you, you know, maybe one or two, depending on how much you guys have prepared, TV shows that, you know, either specials or maybe a particular shows that maybe dealt with Christmas or kind of toyed around with that theme.
Okay, so for me, one of my favorite TV shows that I think actually we pepper a lot of our podcasts with references to The Simpsons, but it is one of our favorite shows. So one of my favorite episodes, Christmas episodes, has to be one of the classic episodes called Marge Be Not Proud, this is the one where Marge annually makes a family photo, takes a family photo at like the local, department store, thank you. And, you know, because of a new video game, Bart gets caught shoplifting and he gets banned. And it is such a great, introspective, like, sweet story about the trials of being, like, a kid and also, as, you know, the trials of being a parent and how to deal with your troublesome son if you are in Marge's shoes, or if you are the son in this case, if you can feel what Bart's going through, like you really want that game for Christmas or that kind of thing, you kind of felt for him too. I thought that was one of my favorite episodes in a sense because, yeah, it being a fan like I am, being old enough to be in middle school when that episode first came out and being a parent now, I see both sides. You know, it's just such a well-written episode. But I also have to give this episode a lot of love because it introduced the world to the video game Bone Storm. So it's such a great, like, memeable joke back then before that, I think even the word meme was invented. So I love the great, it has some great sight gags. It's a classic Simpsons episode. It's not even just like a classic Christmas episode. It's just a great Simpsons episode, period. So that's my that's my contribution. I'll hunt it down, go watch it. One of my favorite episodes ever.
What was the tagline for the video game again?
It's "Give me Bone Storm or go to hell."
And
I hope the audio picked that up. I'm sorry.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
And it's still funny to me that every time Lewis does some kind of video game reference, what do you do?
I always have to type in "thrill ho." Because in the episode, Milhouse is trying to create a username, Thrill House, but he only has so many usernames. He only has so many letters to use.
Still one of the best.
It's such a great gag.
Because he was so excited, and then he panned around to the TV and it says, Thrill ho.
I just entered my name. Sorry. But, I'm sorry. I digress. Thank you, guys.
And then?
My first one would be, and I hate to mention this, but it was a Glee episode.
Oh no!
And what a fond memory of mine was that show. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
I love that show. Yeah.
In my iTunes account.
First couple of seasons.
I think the first two seasons I'm still on my iTunes account, where it's like the actual album. I bought it and not downloaded or anything. But there's an episode there in the show you find out that Brittany still believes in Santa Claus. And Brittany, everybody's, you know, is Santana or something.
Santana,
like,
yes.
Everybody was kind of like Santana. Sniping.
Was her friend, yes.
Oh, Santana, and sniping everybody, talking about, oh, I can't believe you still believe, but he's like, she's so adamant about it. And the funny part was that we find out that for that year, her request to Santa was for Artie, the guy in the wheelchair, to be able to walk.
Oh.
Just listening to the songs that they played, just, you know, it was really corny, but the love that they showed to her, I thought made that a really special episode for me.
Awesome.
You know what's ironic is, going off the Glee thing, my first Christmas episode is from this TV show, a small TV show a few years ago called Community. And the joke of the whole thing was, you know, they're like a Spanish class.
Oh, yeah.
And
so yeah.
They are, and second year they're like in anthropology. But they're like a bunch of students that stick together and then they learn the subject together as a group. And for some reason in this Christmas episode, the whole Glee Club gets sick. So they have to have the principal, Dean Pelton, goes, "We are everybody sick, so you guys are going to be the Glee Club." And they're like, "None of us sing, but okay, we'll be the Glee Club." So they're like, "Yeah, we." They're like talking about, "Yeah, we need to get the regionals, and then we get the regionals, we get the divisionals and nationals." So that is part of the Glee. But the best part of this is every single character is not like they're not, you know, religious for some reason, not for some reason, but for they're not they have their. A difference of religion. Like Abed is Indian, so he believes in Hinduism, and actually the character of Troy is a, and I'm blanking on it, and they go to your door and they do those things. Michael Jackson is one of them.
Oh, Jehovah's
Witnesses. Sorry, I don't know why I'm
telling you. A postman?
Yeah, that's against
you.
I was going for something worse.
But like, so Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, they don't believe in
celebrations, right? Yeah.
So, you have the character of Troy, played by Donald Glover, who is, of course, a rapper.
Yeah.
So he and Abed create this giant rap about how they're going to be Santa ninjas, and they're going to go to Santa, and they're going to, like, you know, steal all his presents and everything. And then you have Alison Brie, who is, you know, of course, gorgeous and everything, mm-hmm. and she does one of those cute little Santa baby kind of songs. They're all original songs, and they're all really clever. But then the very end of it is... just their whole strategy is, in general, their whole strategy is always, in Jacobs, is going to ruin it. So they're like, "Britta, we need you to do the very ending number, looking dressed like some kind of weird reindeer," and then starts making up her own songs, and then the choir does. It's the most corniest thing, but I literally have to watch this every year because it is so good. Like, the music is so good, and then it's pretty dang funny, so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's do one more TV show. I think, you know, again, we keep on saying those same words. I can't believe we haven't talked about this. But we haven't really talked about Arrested Development.
Ooh.
And
yes. We did that one time and everyone got mad at Lewis.
That's true.
What did I do now?
Because you picked Friends over Arrested Development.
Yeah.
The internet went insane.
It hurt everybody. But one of my favorite episodes, especially for Christmas, is when the Bluths had their annual Christmas party, where Job, as the president, is, you know, thinks that he's funny. He's talking about his, you know, $2,600 suit, and it was really cute. And in the episode, it was Lindsay and George Michael. All of a sudden started spending a little bit more time, and Michael all of a sudden starts getting jealous. And so to kind of, like, you know, get back at them, George gets Maybe and starts singing Afternoon Delight. And then they're singing, and then at a certain point, I just love everybody's reaction. All of a sudden it's like there's a smile, and all of a sudden when people start listening to what the song is, like, oh, a little bit awkward, you know. And of course, the gag continues later on. Lindsay and George Michael decide to sing it, and then later on, at the very, very end of the whole episode, George Michael and Michael singing to each other as they're trying to fix the banana stand. And at that point, they were like, "Oh, that's why it's a little awkward." So, nothing to do with Christmas, aside from the Christmas show, but that still sticks out in my mind. The fact that Afternoon Delight is one of my favorites.
What a great Christmas song.
Weirdly enough, not the most awkward Christmas song.
Nope.
Ooh, segue. Okay, no. Go ahead, Lewis.
Talk about that later. So, my next choice for one of my favorite Christmas episodes is another Matt Groening episode or show from Futurama.
Futurama.
It's called Xmas Story, where we are introduced to Robot Santa Claus. The episode itself is nothing that, like, too memorable, per se, except for the introduction of John Goodman's character as Robot Santa. It's kind of a funny little parody of how America has taken a lot of... Right. where it's taken, you know, a lot of our Christmas or holiday traditions are from, you know, taken from different... from traditions and different things, and it's kind of skewed differently. So 100 years into the future, Santa Claus has become a murdering, you know, psychopath who everybody fears instead of being revered. So I thought it was just such a great, funny little spin on the character. And yeah, you heard Dennis's great impersonation of John Goodman. It was just one of the my favorite bad guys, recurring bad guys for Futurama. You know, Santa, Robot Devil, and yeah, so just a good Christmas episode from Futurama.
My last Christmas episode is from one of my favorite TV shows called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And this particular one is really memorable to me just because, you know, if you guys don't really know the story of the whole premise of the show, is there's just four ridiculous characters and they all get together and do ridiculous stuff. And one of them is played by Danny DeVito, is like a rich, or like a rich businessman, and he has this thing where for Christmas he asks his kids what do they want for Christmas, and then his son Dennis had always said, oh, I'd always love a Lamborghini Countach, and then he actively gets him one, and then right when he's about to give it to him, he takes it away, and then he has this moment where he's like. He wants to hear how his old business people, his old business partners really think about him. So in order for him to find out, he hides in an old couch. And the only way to fit into the couch is like to cut open the couch and get naked. And so he's literally, people are sitting on him while they're talking to him. Or they're talking about him. And he bursts out of the couch later on like some kind of a, like Jim Carrey and the Rhino from Ace Ventura. And it's like... so ridiculous. But the thing that always gets to me is one of the characters' name is Charlie, and for years he always believed in Santa Claus because he's very childlike, and then he was always wondering why Santa was always stopping by his house even as an adult, and he couldn't figure out why until one of his buddies was like, oh, it's because your mom is getting nailed by Santa Claus. And so he's just like, that's not true. And then so he's just, like, he, the more he realizes that it is true, it finally breaks him, so he goes to a mall to visit Santa Claus, and then he's looking very murderous, and sits on his lap, and then Santa's like, hey, there's an adult on me, this is kind of weird, and then he's like, oh, what would you like, little boy, and he's like, did you, my mom, and he's just like, excuse me, and then out of nowhere, he bites him on the nose, and then there's blood everywhere, and it's like, and then it's so ridiculous that I have to watch it every year because it's so funny to me. But yeah.
Okay, so nice picks for the TV shows, but you know, it's a disservice to the whole Christmas thing if we don't talk about Christmas movies. Now, Harold kind of mentioned a couple of the most famous Christmas TV shows, so we're going to have to kind of take it away. So, you know, we can't talk about Die Hard. One of the greatest Christmas movies ever,
right?
And we can't talk about Home Alone, okay? But which, by the way, for those people, I don't know if you guys watched the roast of Bruce Willis.
No, I have not.
I saw some of it.
Yeah, which, by the way, you have to watch it just for Demi Moore roasting Bruce Willis. Amazing!
Wow.
It was amazing. But one of the very first things that one of the things that Bruce does in his own monologue is like, you know, I just want to make sure, the reason why I'm here is I want to make sure everybody knows this. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. So now that that's taken
that debate
away,
has been
now that it's been debated by the person that actually made that movie, let's find out. So Harold, let's start with you. What's your favorite movie Christmas themed one?
One of my favorites is a movie that I actually talked about on one of our episodes a long time ago. But it's a movie called Just Friends. And it stars Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds,
yeah.
And Amy Smart, and Anna Faris. Anna Faris plays a she plays a socialite, much akin to like the Paris Hiltons of the world, and who's trying to break into a music career, and Ryan Reynolds is her music manager, and he doesn't like spending time with his family because when he was younger, he was like a little bit fat. And he lost all the weight when he moved to LA, but he's never been home since then. And the one time for Christmas, he wants to go to Paris. The plane has issues, and they end up stopping in New Jersey, which is where he lives. And while there, he introduces her to her family, and he sees that the girl he had a crush on in high school is still there, and she's still hot, and now he's kind of hot because he's Ryan Reynolds. So the whole thing takes place during Christmas, and there's always carolers who are following them everywhere, but the best part that really is all about Christmas is Amy Smart's character has this, her dad is really into Christmas, so he does the whole decorations all over the place, and finally at the end, towards the end of the movie, Anna Faris finds out that, you know, even though she has a crush on Ryan Reynolds, he still has a crush on her, the girl from high school. And so she comes up into the house and accidentally tangles the Christmas lights into the car. And as she takes off all the Christmas lights with her. So it just destroys the whole party and the whole scene for everybody. And great. It's such a... People don't even realize that it's a Christmas movie, but every time you see it, and it's like with the Christmas carols and the whole decoration thing, it's just so great.
For me, one of my favorite Christmas movies is looking it up today, it looks like not a lot of people liked it, but one of my favorite Christmas movies was called Jingle All the Way, starring Sinbad, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
Sinbad first.
I know I went with Sinbad first. I buried the lead on that one.
Because you always wanted to be
I've always admired his work.
Sets of clothing and attire.
Yeah. I want it to be Sinbad in the 90s. Just 90s Sinbad, though. So for this one, the plot, if you guys don't know about it, it's two fathers played by Schwarzenegger and Sinbad who are fighting over the one toy of the year for Christmas called the Turbo Man. It's kind of like, I guess, like years ago, that Furby craze or the Tickle Me Elmo where everybody absolutely had to have it. Or every child wanted to have it, and every store was sold out. So the plot kind of goes around with that. It's a comedy. It's a lighthearted fare. It's one of those weird, like, Schwarzenegger movies post-Terminator 2 where he's trying his hand in comedy, like, a little bit after, like, this is around, like, the Last Action Hero era.
Right after True Lies, yeah.
Yeah, right. I think True Lies worked gangbusters for him, so he figured, I think, you know, doing these comedy action things is money, and you know, I guess it did kind of work in a sense. But I love it personally because it was one of those you know, the holidays. I didn't mention it earlier, but it's made by the people you're with. So it was one of the few times that I went to the movies with my family, and like my mom and dad took me and my siblings out to go see this movie. So it just has a fond memory for me. I don't even really remember a lot of the like great gags or whatnot. The movie does end in a great gag in a sense that Arnold, of course, when you get Arnold, you don't just put him in a frumpy jacket or whatnot. He ends up dressing as Turbo Man at the Christmas parade, and he has his hands on the limited edition like chrome version of the Turbo Man toy. And in a twist, instead of giving it to his son, because his son tells him something to the fact of like, oh, you're my Turbo Man, Dad, which, you know, as a dad now makes me kind of tear up a little bit. He instead gives the toy to Sinbad to give to his son, so that basically everybody had a happy ending. So one of the sweetest or, you know, underrated fun little movies. It did not win any awards. I don't think it's gonna. But like I said, it's got a good like little spot in my heart. So look it up if you haven't had a chance to see it.
Do you remember who played Arnold Schwarzenegger's son in that movie?
No.
Do you know, Dan?
No, I don't. I never watched it.
His name is Jake Lloyd.
No way! He was played by Anakin Skywalker. Yeah. Oh my god! I hate this movie now. I mean, really?
Okay. What's the year? Years difference between this movie and...
3 years.
3?
Yeah. Also, the giant was in... I mean, the Big Show was in the movie.
That's probably why I liked it. Wow. Any movie with...
But every time people bring up Jingle All the Way, I'm like, Jake Lloyd.
Hate that movie. Okay, I gotta.
What is two movies that got destroyed by Jake Lloyd?
Wow.
My first pick, with a little bit more really direct towards Santa Claus, and the mention of Santa Claus, because the name of the movie is called Santa Claus, and it is a clause. It's kind of clever because you have that E in the end, which means. Lewis, the bureaucrat?
No, it is a legally binding document.
Very good. So,
I just got triggered right now.
I know.
I didn't even know where that came from.
That was like, I was checking the dictionary. That's actually what it says there. No, so this movie stars Tim Allen. And, you know, I've always been a huge Tim Allen fan. So when I found out that this was a combination of Tim Allen and Santa Claus, it was a dream come true for me. And it's a funny movie for those people who have never watched it. You know, Tim Allen is the, you know, a bah humbug type of dad who doesn't really believe in Christmas and everything like that. He has a son that he hardly talks to and hardly spends time with. And, you know, during the mandatory, I have no idea why they chose this, but it was the one night where he had his son visiting. It was Christmas Eve, and through the storyline, he accidentally causes the death of Santa. He puts his Santa Claus's clothes on, and all of a sudden, because of the clause, he is now Santa Claus.
Right.
And you know, it's a really cool movie because you see Tim Allen as this guy who doesn't really care for anything, but through the magic of Christmas, he starts falling in love with his son. His son starts falling in love with him, and he starts realizing that there's more to life. Lots of funny scenes where Tim Allen slowly but surely like gaining weight, and I know obesity is a problem. And
not a joke.
It's not a joke, but just you know, scenes where. You know, all of a sudden he's like trying to shave his beard, yes. And all of a sudden looks up, and he's getting older and older. You know, there's another scene where you know the little kids are starting to follow him, and he's able to tell. You know, good. And then all of a sudden there's that young lady that's jogging by. And you're like, Jill, really good. It's like, ooh, a little awkward. So, a great movie at the very end where he finally accepts that he is Santa Claus. You know, his relationship with his son is fixed. Surprisingly, for something like that, so a comedy, the visuals was actually pretty cool. To this day, he still is with his fat suit and everything. He still is Santa Claus to me.
So. Awesome. You know what? This was on the Disney Channel, I think, a few nights ago. So we were watching it. It was new for my son. What I never realized is how nonplussed the elves were that Santa died. It was like, I was like, wow. I just realized that after watching, like, nobody asked. Like, so even the head elf was like, you put the suit on, right? What happened to the guy?
You're Santa.
You're Santa. Like, wait, no, nobody's going to ask. Because in my head, same thing happened to Tim, happened to this guy.
Eventually.
Like,
so when Tim Allen gets knocked over,
they're like, hey, what happened to that guy? Disintegrated for some reason.
Santa's going to.
So since you watch it, there's that scene, the elf, where all of a sudden they're like these superhero things with jetpacks, yes. And everything.
I was like, where did that come from? I don't remember that in the shop at all, but hey, you know what? Let it go.
Harold?
I was going to go with Fred Claus, if you've never seen that kind of comedy. It's pretty funny. But the more I think about it, I really appreciate another holiday classic, Gremlins.
I like the fact I'm trying to go like really close, but Harold's going with
you. You know me.
Yes, I agree. Gremlins, go ahead.
Gremlins is one of the perfect holiday movies because it teaches you that you have to be responsible with any present that you're given.
Not to buy stuff from a creepy
guy. Yeah, not to buy stuff from a crazy Chinese guy.
This is like the evil Furby, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know.
You can't get whipped.
he gets a Mogwai. And he's told the specific rules what not to do with the Mogwai. Don't feed it after midnight. Do not get away. And then, you know, don't expose it to sunlight, apparently, because and in Gremlins too, they end up frying. But
they had flight?
That was
Gremlins 2 was awesome.
Gremlins 2 is like
so good. That was Gremlins.
You said frying.
Oh. Yeah, that too. They fried too.
It's because it was from the...
Yes, yes.
Never mind. Okay.
But they have, you know... but why am I blanking on his name right now?
Which one?
You got Mogwai.
Gizmo, sorry. I don't know why I was thinking of something else. But so Gizmo, you know, accidentally gets wet the first night. And and then he spawns all the other gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
And then they take over that whole town, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, chaos. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They bust through a wall. And, oh, no. But it's like just the scenes of them, you know, destroying that little town, him and everybody trying to get them back to you know, Gizmo to take over from all his evil spawns. And at the very end where he's battling the main gremlin in a toy store, and it's like an epic battle, but it's like you realize that the whole thing is taking place during and around Christmas time. So
awesome.
Hey, let's add that list to movies that Dennis has not watched yet.
Really?
Oh. Yep.
It's pretty
because dude, Gremlins 2 totally triggered me because I love awesome, that movie. Dude. So ridiculous.
Again, I don't like horror movies.
Oh, yeah, I know. Gremlins 2 is one of those.
That was the Rocky IV of, like, Gremlins. No.
Gremlins. Yeah, they do everything.
It just goes off the rails.
I know we're going off topic here, but that movie's basically making fun of Donald Trump the whole time, so.
Oh, so there you go. Yeah. do we have time for one more movie? Yeah. Okay. Since Harold went with off the usual route classic, I'm going to go with the actual classic. I love It's a Wonderful Life during this time of year. If you don't know what the movie's about, obviously you haven't had basic cable in the last 30 years.
You don't have a heart.
Yeah, and you don't have a heart. An angel just lost their wings.
Start clapping.
And so this is the story of...
Ring the bell?
Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Then it's lost me with both of them. I think I understand the references, but they've been crossed.
We crossed the streams, guys. So this is the story of a man who basically wished because of some.
Please don't tell me you're gonna do a James Stewart.
I cannot do it.
Okay, check it.
I was about to. I was gonna do the bank. I was about to do the bank scene, but you know, because of some unfortunate mishaps with some people's money and his personal life, a man wishes that he was never born. And throughout the whole movie, after that point, we see him going through life, going through the town. What would happen if he had not been there? If he was not born? And we see that, you know, a lot of the people's lives were miserable. A lot of the people's lives were changed for the worse. So it was a great introspective movie, not to mention it was like one of the first, like, again, where's that sound bite of, like, well, coming from the Philippines, it was like one of my first introductions to, like, American Christmas. Because in the Philippines, you know, Christmas is still very traditional, very Catholic celebration. So, you know, there is, like, a lot of decoration, a lot of food and a lot of celebration, but it's still, you know, centered around the church. For, you know, for me, when I came here in the 90s, I realized that, yeah, Christmas, it's a lot more about the celebrating. It's a lot more about the family. It's a lot more about, you know, getting together and basically partying. And, you know, one of the traditions was, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life and seeing snow and, you know, a lot of the, you know, from that point on, a lot of the cliches, I guess, or the tropes that a lot of these Christmas movies use now, you know, angels and the snow, snow falling and, a lot of, you know, a lesson basically at the end of the day. So one of my favorite Christmas movies, definitely. If you haven't, you know, I just realized I don't think my son has watched it yet. I don't know if he's gonna have the patience for a black and white movie, but you know, he's gonna have to sit through it. So one of my favorite Christmas movies ever.
My last movie is, I'm really going traditional. I have no idea why it started. But every single year, I always make it a point that at least once a year, I watch A Christmas Carol. Now, everybody knows, and kind of like It's a Wonderful Life,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows this classic story, the idea of Scrooge,
yes.
You know, of the Ebenezer, all of a sudden, Ebenezer, that's the Filipino version, the Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, because of him being such a Scrooge, that he, you know, has basically lost track of everything in his life. And you have the ghost of Christmas present and past coming in, showing him that the world is actually a great place and that he should not be wallowing in, you know, in whatever grief or whatever that he is because of everything that has happened in his life. Now, there's a bunch of different versions of of this, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey had a version of it. Mickey Mouse has a version of it. But the one version that I always have a copy of is the one with Patrick Stewart in it.
I knew you were going
to say I thought you were going to go Bill Murray, but okay.
No. If you've never watched Patrick Stewart's Christmas Carol, it is a joy to watch. Just because people forget that Patrick Stewart, we always think of Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard, Professor X,
yeah.
You know, all those things. But he is a classically trained actor. And he's a stage actor, and he takes that role and takes it to a whole new level where you fail to realize, and again, it's because of the design and everything, we fail to realize just how dark that movie, that story actually
right,
is.
Yeah.
Where the loss of his childhood, the fact that he made all of these mistakes, that he's reminded of what he has lost over the years. And you can see the transformation of Scrooge, of Patrick Stewart as old Scrooge. And all of a sudden, at the very end, when he's finally enjoying himself, it's this transformation that you see, and it's Patrick Stewart in all of his glory. And literally and figuratively, because at the very end, Patrick Stewart is just in his nightshirt in all his glory as he's walking around there. See what I did there?
Yes. Okay. You see Professor's X.
Damn it! High five, Lewis.
He's getting some high fives.
Damn!
Two in one day.
Two things real quick. Besides the quick mention of Bill Murray, Scrooge is still one of my favorite of all time, but I try to go non-traditional. But going back to TV, and I'm mad at myself that I didn't think about this till right now, is...
Droids?
No. Do you... when Anthony Bourdain visited the Philippines...
Oh, yes.
...for Christmas.
Oh,
and
yes.
And his
yes.
whole thing was like, they celebrate Christmas from September all the way until the middle of January, which is, you know... And he's like... They have holiday parties every day for starting in December, and he's like, these are the happiest people, and he had someone deliver a buying box for Christmas and everything. And I know we've mentioned, you know, the whole Bourdain thing before, but that episode especially means a lot to us because of the whole fact that, you know, we are Filipinos, you guys born there and me born here, but I've celebrated Christmas in the Philippines as well as you guys as well. And, Christmas just takes on a different meaning over
there. Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
I joked earlier about how I listen to the music, a lot of the times out of the year. They do more than I do. So, yeah, shout out to that episode.
Yeah, they love singing and caroling over in the Philippines.
And kind of a great segue, Lewis, the idea of singing and caroling. You know, to kind of end the whole thing, this is the final episode of the year. This is, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're listening to this on time. This is the morning of Christmas Eve. And so we kind of wanted to give you a parting gift. And so one of the things that Harold kind of came up with ideas is that, now what are some of our favorite songs? And because of how amazingly talented we are, Harold decided that we are going to try to sing our favorite songs. So
not all of it, like, well,
at least
at
one. At least a portion of it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, is there anybody that would like to volunteer?
Dennis would like to volunteer.
Dennis!
Way to go, Dennis.
All right. Since I'm leading the... So, my favorite song... And again, we talk about traditional, and You know, although Lewis kind of pointed out the idea that, you know, Christmas is about celebration. Christmas is about, you know, family and everything. For me, it really is still going back to the original notion of it, the birth of Jesus Christ, you know. And one of the songs that to this day still gets to me every time I hear it. And I have to admit, every so often, depending on which version it is, it actually does bring tears to my eyes, is Silent Night.
Okay. Classic.
So very classic, very simple, and maybe that's why I decided to choose it. But hopefully I can get a note that I can try this. So me.
Bumblebee.
Okay. So this is for everybody. Merry Christmas, and I'm hoping that this is going to make it joyful instead of a painful thing for you. So Silent Night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Wow, the clamp. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
That was triggered. I had to jump in there. Sorry. I wasn't in JV or varsity choir. I was in freshman choir.
I wanted to, but I know how if Dennis hears another note, he'll go with that. So like, I was like, I can't do it. I don't want to ruin his moment.
Yeah, well done, Dennis. Very good. Very good. That was a wonderful present. I hope you guys all like that in podcast land. For me, I guess it's a little bit more of a recent hit. I don't know if I can sing it as well as Dennis did his version. And I'm also pretty sure Mariah Carey's still paying for a mansion with this song. Because if it's not the holidays until you start hearing All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It's a 90s classic.
Thank you, God. So this is going to make my Christmas.
So, you know, here we go. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. That's all you get.
I thought you were going to go for that note.
No way. You guys,
the end of Love Actually, I was like, oh yeah,
here it comes. Here you go.
I didn't want to like break Dennis's computer.
Alright, trying to figure out what shit I should do. The one I really wanted to do is ironically called The Christmas Song. It's a song from Christmas, so I don't know if you could. But the originator of the song, I think, is like Mel Torme or something. But my favorite version is from Nat King Cole. And Nat King Cole, I'm just going to sing the very end, just so it doesn't sound terrible.
Penguin,
Mickey?
Yeah, bro. Okay, that was the whole song, guys. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92, which is kind of mean because what if they're like older than
93?
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I like it. The
way to finish it. Way to finish that episode.
So the last thing that I kind of want to talk about is thank you. You know, we are ending our year, not necessarily our week 52. But it's a brand new, it's the end of a new year. It's the end of an old year, I guess. Yes. Yeah. The start of a new year. And I personally wanted to give my thanks to the two fans that we have that exist out there that are constantly listening. I hope we bring at least a couple of laughters, a couple of smiles to your day every single day. And so for those people who have been listening to us, who knows, maybe every single week, but or catching us every so often, thank you very much. Hopefully you and your family have a great Christmas and a great New Year and Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate.
Yeah, going to say the same thing Dennis said. Thank you very much for a solid, great year last year. All the people and the followers that we've had who commented or, added to the conversation and made sure that they told us that, the podcast is good or maybe the podcast needs improvement. But even if you criticize us, that's cool. That means you guys are listening, and we really appreciate that. So, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you have a great Christmas, too. A happy new year. Don't forget, if you're still looking for last-minute Christmas gifts, you can get our shirts. So thank you to the few that...
That was good.
Thank you to the few who have bought shirts from us already. I know they're super comfy. They're super swanky.
Aren't they?
They are, actually.
Like, they're one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah, I just like...
I actually bought a second shirt just because I'm comfortable with that first shirt.
Nice. So, thank you very much for this last year. Looking forward to 2019, to bigger, brighter things. And once again, thank you.
Yeah, thanks again for all your support in 2018. We look forward to entertaining you in 2019, or at least attempting to entertain you guys in 2019.
An attempt was made.
So I hope you guys enjoy your holiday season. I'm trying to be, that guy. Because, Christmas is illegal. And have a happy new year.
So, by the time you listen to this, it's going to be December 24th. And I want to tell you that we are, and I know this is going to be a shocker to you, but we are going to take a one-week break. So, on the 1st?
31st.
On the 31st, we will not have a new episode.
We will let you enjoy your New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and so that you can kind of forget about us for a little bit. But we are going to be back on the 7th, Monday. So looking forward to being with you guys again. We have a lot of exciting things down the pipeline, and we can't wait to have the new years come so that we can introduce to you all those things. It's Christmas, and one of the things we talk about Christmas, even though Lewis did kind of shill our shirts, it really isn't about the merchandise or items. It really is about your family. So instead of going off our usual shtick of us trying to advertise us, I think we just say Happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is. And that is it for us today. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
Harold.
We'll be right back.